Oh my god, and that kung fu goodness means only one thing. You're listening to Kung Fu Theater. My name's Mao, with me as always.
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown.
And we have a special guest today.
Yes, yeah, special guest, Destructo.
Destructo the cat.
The cat that doesn't know when to stay out of a room.
Yes, the cat that like was now exploring all through the place.
When I walk towards the studio, if he wants to come in, he basically knocks me over. He's a big boy. And he just leaps at the door. He literally does, and you're like, wow, want to go in, huh? And he's like, yeah, I'm going in there, and there's nothing you can do. It's like sex with Kobe Bryant. There's nothing you can do to stop it.
Sing! Oh, boy.
Nothing you can do to stop it.
Blast from the past. Oh my God. Wow, Kobe Bryant. Yeah, he's retired now. He doesn't know what to
Kobe
do.
Kobe beef. Now, there's something to talk about. Man, good stuff.
Okay.
Japanese beef. All right, so anyway, this is about kung fu movies.
Yes, it is. It's about...
And other things, apparently. Kobe Bryant, my cat... Other
kung fu movies and ninja.
Other lies, yeah.
Is this movie really a kung fu movie? I think that I'm calling shenanigans.
I'm not sure this movie is actually a movie.
Wow. No, I think it's a couple of movies.
This movie was terrible. I'm clicking
good
around.
For you.
I'm clicking around, and my original movie, we couldn't get access to it right away. I had chosen a different one that's going to be coming up in the next couple weeks, which is a good movie with some kung fu. This one, I was like, meh, whatever. I'm clicking around on YouTube, and I'm like, Diamond Force Ninja.
Yeah.
Meh.
Diamond Force Ninja.
Whatever. But you know what was the seal of the deal, of course? Introduced by Sho Kusugi.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this is a done deal, you know? And I chose this Diamond Force Ninja from 87 or 88. You said 88?
I think it's 88.
I don't know.
Both movies
Whatever.
Are from 88. That's why I wrote you back.
I know.
Both of these movies are from 88. Is that like is
I
that
didn't,
a sign or
I
something?
Didn't notice it, but I was just clicking around. I was like, whatever. So this one was... Sho Kusugi comes out, and he's like, oh, welcome in. You know, and he's like, this is a ninja sword. And this is the difference. Even though in the movie, they were using samurai swords.
Yeah.
He was kind of teaching a very dumb American audience about these... ninja swords, you know,
Japanese
like, oh, okay,
things.
Yeah, Japanese things. And you're like, oh, okay, cool. Oh, now it's time for the movie. Nothing to do with Sho Kusugi. It's a Gordon Ho. Godfrey Ho.
IFD ninja movie, which means it's not really a
it's
movie.
It's a casserole of nonsense. It's not even a movie. It's just this.
And of course, it's starring the king of casseroles of nonsense, the great, who was in like 8,000 B movies, Richard Harrison from Operation Las Vegas. Remember that casserole of nonsense?
Oh my god!
Well, we picked another
it's
one.
It's so funny because I don't know. I had hopes. I really did when I first started this. I was like, because some of the 80s ninja movies, ninjas were hot in the 80s and 90s. I mean, they were really. It was a popular genre.
Sure.
But what happened was, it just became whatever. Like, ninjas were, like, I don't even know how to describe this movie. It was just such a mess. And you're just sitting there like, what's going on here? You know, it was so annoying, parts of it. And there was boobs. We got to see boobs. That was good. And a ghost ninja sex scene.
Yeah, we said like kind of like in Nurse Sherry or something like that, you know.
That was kind of hot. That scene was good.
Yeah, the girls were pretty. In the movie.
I actually thought the ghost ninja dead woman was way prettier than the other one.
Well, you know, the ninja, the ghost story is Japanese.
Yeah.
It's not Chinese, it's Japanese.
No. And again, we play by the loosest of kung fu theater rules. Trust us on that.
But it was like, one of my favorite parts of the movie was the stupid kid, Bobo. It's like, Bobo, come here, Bobo. And I'm like, really, Bobo? I mean, Bobo is like constantly being referenced in this movie. I go, okay, Bobo.
Yeah, and
Bobo, I thought Bobo was dead for a while there, but Bobo survives.
I think Destructo's going in for a bongo drum
solo. He's going for some bongo fury there. Yeah.
Nice, yeah. No, Bobo, bongo, hey,
Bobo,
bongo.
Bongo, Destructo.
So, Hey, it's Scusa. Yeah. Marco Polo.
Yeah. Oh, remember that? Yeah. I used to have a pool. We used to play that.
You know, there's a commercial that's on now that where it's like some dumb insurance company, but Marco Polo is actually in the pool, and he doesn't know why everyone's saying his name. But then he figures out. He goes,
Then
he starts playing along, and it's a pretty funny commercial.
Yeah.
And if the computer turns off in mid show,
you can blame it on the cat.
Blame it on Bassanova.
Yeah, or blame it on the boogie. Or blame it on Rio. I blame the Olympics on Rio, that's for sure. But, you know.
What a mess.
I know.
That was the dumbest decision I've ever seen in my life.
I know.
I didn't watch a single second of it.
I didn't either.
And I'm proud for that.
I neither.
I hope it never comes back.
Me neither. I hope it goes away. Just go away. You know, do it like the way they did it in the olden days. They did it in Greece and everybody was doing it naked.
Yeah. Go, man.
Go do the nude Olympics.
Yep. And I don't want to see that either.
No. Well, you can play it on... You can put it on HBO or whatever. They love nudity.
Yeah.
There.
No, Cinemax.
Skinamax.
Cinemax is who loves nudity.
Oh, look. He's getting ready. Oh, there he goes.
That cat can jump, man.
Is it time for a break to get rid of the kitty cat? Or we're going to keep talking?
Let's see where this goes.
Okay.
You know, you can tell when we take a detour at about 4.5 minutes away from the movie.
Oh, he's going for the guitar, the expensive guitar now. Uh-oh. He's retuning it for you.
Great.
He wants open D, I think, on the guitar.
I think he's just laying down. He's admiring. I have a pinball machine in the studio, and then also I have my original 1978 Star Wars sheets that I made into a curtain around the pinball
machine.
He's admiring that too. Yeah, he's a Star Wars super fan.
He's a big fan of the original. I don't think he likes the remakes too much.
No, but he does like the newer ones.
He does like the newer ones? He didn't like the middle series?
No. But now that Disney took it over, I think he likes the newest one.
Whatever. And he's a young guy, so I guess he would...
He's a young guy.
He's a millennial.
Yeah, he is a millennial.
Also known as... Very appropriately by Clint Eastwood calls millennials the pussy generation. So can we say that on the show, by the way?
Well, you just did.
I just did. But anyway, he is a cat, so I guess he would be in that. He's a millennial cat. You know.
He's just his own thing.
Anyway, getting back to the movie.
Welcome to Cat Scratch Fever here on Indie Circuit.
Yeah, Slow Indie Circuit, Kung Fu Go-Go. Kung Fu Theater, all our shows mashed into one. We should do that. We should take all of our shows and just make one big mess.
I think I just did. My brain just hardwired. That's a nice segue into letting you know, hey, we do a lot of other podcasts. We have on the Radio St. Pete, we have the
Indie Circuit.
Which is
NASCAR?
Is it? Yeah, all about car culture. No, it's all about independent music that you probably never heard of before. I did play your friend Van Duren two weeks ago.
Good, thank you.
Good to go. Yeah, get him out there. Then we also have Slow Robot A Go-Go, which is a B movie review that you can go to bunchofdorks.com.
Yep,
bunchofdorks.com. The top one is Slow Robot A Go-Go. Middle one is what's your show?
Two Dimension Comic Book Podcast. Comic books, you know what I mean?
Yep. So the top one's B-movies, middle one's comic books, and then the bottom one is a very cursy show that's now we don't do it anymore.
It's on hiatus.
Yeah, it's on hiatus. It was a 10-year run, and then it's angry music kind of stuff, so it's good stuff. So go to bunchofdorks.com.
No, you're not going up there.
Yeah, exactly. So what movie did we pick? I think I picked...
Diamond Ninja Force. Yes, sir. From 1988.
And...
Godfrey Ho directed.
Godfrey Ho, I think, is one of those guys that he was almost Ed Wood-like.
Yeah,
Or he just took mashup. He just did whatever. They were the lowest of budgets. There was like 10 people in the movie.
Basically, he found a movie. He got like somebody like Richard Harrison to shoot some scenes which had nothing to do with the movie.
Right.
And him and his dubbers and splicers and whatever.
just went to town.
Made something for video.
Went to town like they were making a porno. Just started cutting
stuff up. Yeah.
The main guy.
Richard Harrison.
He wanted to be Burt Reynolds, kind of.
Here's his deal.
It was the 70s, you know.
Yeah. Here's the deal. Richard Harrison started out, I think, in the late 50s, early 60s. He was involved with AIP. He was not a big star, but he was one of the guys. Then he went to Europe and became kind of like an American, star over in Europe.
Oh, okay, right, because that happened from time to time. Destructo has left the building.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah. He got tired of us. He just said, you know what? I'll just
He's like, if you're not going to talk about the movie at hand, then I'm leaving.
If you're not going to talk about me, because it's all about me, then I'm gone. I'm out of here. You're not paying
attention.
So now,
Richard Roundtree, who is this guy?
He went to Europe. And he
became Richard Roundtree, and then he started.
Well, he would have to have done a lot more facial work, you know, pigmentation.
Eyes without a face.
Yeah. No. Shaft without a
shaft?
Afro.
Yeah.
Anyway, he went over there, and he did lots of spaghetti westerns, became famous. Pirate movies. Oh, he did a lot of, a good chunk of Hercules, Growly Gladiator.
You could
movies.
Tell he was a big dude.
Yeah, he was a big dude. He worked out, and you know, they would want an American name so they could sell it back to the U.S.
Yep.
Dubbed. So he did hundreds of those. And his story, I think it's true, but, I mean, it could be just whatever. I think he tells this story. I can't verify. Was that he was offered a fistful of dollars and he turned it down.
Huh.
Yeah, so Clint came in and, you know.
It would have been.
But then again, I think Clint. I don't
Clint
think it would have been
that
great.
Movie.
Yeah, he made that movie.
My
yeah.
God, no one would have ever heard of Fistful of Dollars if it would have been
there. So then Harrison kept making action movies. And then somewhere in the 80s, he went to Hong Kong. He was hired. And basically, the story goes, there's a lot of stories about this. There's stories that he basically shot a bunch of scenes thinking it's going to be one movie, and Godfrey Ho and Joseph Lai, wherever IFD people are,
bought the reel in.
Took all those scenes and spliced them into a bunch of other movies so they could use his name, got paid once, and was used on a bunch of movies.
Like a porn.
Kind of.
So he's a porn star for Kung Fu. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to get into this hot
diamond,
this
golden,
hot diamond mess of whatever this is supposed to be.
Yeah, ninjas.
Yep. Kung Fu Theater Ninja Diamond
Ninja Theater.
Extraordinaire.
Kung Fu Diamond Ninja Theater.
Sure, whatever.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Hello.
Hey, Dante, is Alex there?
Hold on. Phone's for you. I think it's the devil.
Make way for Corrado, the Hong Kong Cat. He's the king of Kung Fu Karate. He's quick as a cougar, strong as a lion, fierce as a tiger, and he preys on man. He's coming to tear you apart. The Hong Kong Cat. Rated R. He's wild, man.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch.
Air conditioner theater. So anyway, yeah. Now on to the show, which is, you know, you get a couple scenes of this ninja guy in red, and this is Richard Harrison.
Well, in the beginning, isn't he like taking pictures
of his girlfriend,
and then these three jerks come up and start like just bullying,
hassling him, and then they're like, "Oh, you're the white ninja, aren't you?"
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, here, hey, sweetie, go over there for a minute." And then he just starts roundhousing them and beating the heck out of them, and then he's like,
"That's about as much as kung fu as we're gonna get in this movie."
Yeah, pretty much. And then he leaves, and they're like, "Oh," because he dispatches them easily, you know, and you can tell this guy. He knows some. I don't know about kung fu, but he can choreograph these moves.
Yeah,
he's physically fit enough that he can do it.
Yeah.
So now he leaves with the girl, and then they're like, oh, then they go to the head guy who gets beat up goes to some.
The even bigger dude.
Another guy, which I don't even know if these are the same people we see at the end of this movie. The guy he's talking to is supposed to be that guy at the end. They're not the same people.
Oh,
maybe they are, but I don't know.
I lost my way through this
movie.
So
he's like, oh, no, now we go to where they're digging up, they're doing some construction.
And they find bones.
A whole bunch of bones fall out, and they're like, then they're running around going, oh my God, we found bones. And the boss goes, just give these guys money and go away. And
money and weed. And
yeah, so they leave, and now he goes to some office. So that's all dark, and then he's like, oh, we found the bones at that construction site. He's like, that must be the black ninja from our clan. Now we're going to rule the universe. And you're like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you... Like, there's just these leaps of logic that make no sense, and this is where you're like, oh, no.
This is one of these.
It's one of these.
Where you're just like, it's just going to be cobbled together gobbledygook of whatever. And boy, does it.
And in the beginning, those three guys that were fighting him, they were going, are you the golden ninja?
Yeah, the white ninja.
The white ninja, whatever.
And you have the golden ninja powers.
Yeah, something like that.
And you're
yeah.
like, what are you talking about? You can't cold open with these things, and we have no concept of what you're even talking about. You
of
know?
Course not.
And then now it's like, oh, well, get them to sell us that land so we can get the black ninjas
and
bones.
And we'll rule the world, of course.
And we'll rule the world. And you're like, rule the world? What are you talking about? But anyway, so now there's some rich guy, and he's like, oh, I'm rich, and I own this land. And they kill him. It looks like it was a heart attack.
So it was a heart attack, yeah. And then the daughter and her family inherits the house.
Yeah, their daughter and husband, who just land from their trip to Hawaii or something like that, which was on the news, and you're like...
And don't forget their son, Bobo.
Oh, yeah, their son, Bobo.
Because all people, a lot of people, really nice people, name their kids Bobo.
Yeah, George and what's her name?
Yeah, why don't you just call him Doo-Doo?
Yeah,
you know?
So anyway, now she lands, and then they're like, oh, well, your father's dead, and just stay in his house. And this... is where this thing takes a right turn into half boredom, half stupidity, all why am I here? Because now they're like, okay, we'll stay here. And then the bad guys go to a girl, and you just see this girl sitting there, and they're like, oh, we need you to take care of this family, all of them. And she's like, okay. And they're like, $2 million. And she's like, no, that's not enough. $3 million. Okay. And you're like, is this... Because then they're like, oh, it's a ghost ninja. And I'm like, well, are you paying her in ghost dollars? Because I don't think the spirit realm needs money. What are you... Okay. So now this girl... Now it becomes Poltergeist in Japan or Korea... in Hong Kong. With just... nonsense.
Well, they wanted to scare them out of the house.
Yeah,
right?
They're trying to buy this land, so they're going to just nag
her.
Terrorize
them and scare them into selling it because it's haunted or something like that.
But the guy doesn't see it ever, which we don't even understand why until the late in the last act, and you're like, huh, okay, why didn't you tell us that earlier about that amulet? He's not seeing this stuff, and she's just acting like a kook. Oh, it turned up, the squid's alive, and she runs out screaming, and
like ghostly faces show up at the window, God. Snakes show up, like, you know, when she's holding a broom or something, you
yep.
know,
and the jerk
the kids start seeing crap.
Stuff. And you know what, though, the problem also, this lady is annoying, and this guy is just like a doting husband, and he's trying to have sex with her, and she's never giving it up, and you're like, dude, what is going
well,
on
until
here? Well, later, a little bit later. But at first she's like, no. And then he's like, okay, harumph. And all the while they're trying to get this land, kind of, but not really. It's just meandering from scene to scene of this.
And then the other movie, because that's one movie. And then in the other movie, like the bad black ninja goes to Richard Harrison's house and tortures and kills his wife.
Yeah, kills his wife.
And then, like... You know, he's out for revenge, so he gets pictures from somebody, I forgot what it was, of all the guys that are like the evil...
The good guy guys. He goes while they're having a bad guy meeting and takes pictures of him with his very expensive camera from the 70s, which now you can get for about $4. and each one, click, 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 and then he goes to his buddies in the Chinese DEA or whatever, and he's like, oh, give me dossiers on all these people, and they're like, okay, here you go. So now, the secondary movie is, he's going and, well, he comes back home and, oh, my wife's dead. Now he's angry and he's going to avenge it. But he's not even angry. He's just, they don't even make it like he's going, nah, and he's like,
yeah,
he's not
right,
even rage killing.
Yeah.
He's just wandering
he's
around.
He's sad.
Every now and then he kills somebody and they just cut that in.
Yeah, so he after this, after he finds out who it is, you know, while the ghost story's going on, you'll cut to a scene of, like, one of the bad guys somewhere, and he shows up in his red ninja outfit.
Yeah.
And he just whacks him with his sword or, you know, whatever.
And this was another part that's the problem. We know I'm very annoyed with this lady and this guy that in this room, this house, you know, and you're like, ugh. So then you go to the ninja fighting part. And you're like, okay, here we go. Because each guy is you know, there's a big dude on roller skates, and he's like a bruiser, and then you have a thin dude, and he's the guy with the commas, and then you have a guy with the bow staff, and you have a guy that just two yeah. guys do it together with the butterfly swords. Very normal. Great. Okay, here we go. But it's not that. He shows up, easily dispatches of them, like within a half a second, he kills them.
Pretty much.
Fall down. He, like every ninja would, takes his face off so you can see who killed him.
Yeah, as if he didn't know.
End scene.
And back to the
stupid part. And you're like, oh, come on, man. Like, the bad guys barely even
put up a fight.
There was one or two of them towards the end that get a couple punches in, but not really.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, what?
You're mostly watching the ghost story.
Yeah.
And all the ghost story basically is, which is not, I mean, you know, there's some nudity in here. The female Japanese ghost is very pretty.
I like, towards the end, the ghost story gets good. With yeah. the sex, when the ghost starts having sex with the dude, and I'm like, all right, here we go.
Yeah, because basically the girl goes, the female Japanese ghost, she's horny, apparently, and she gets inside the body of the whatever, frigid wife or wife, and all of a sudden hubby finds her to be, like, really
like,
attractive,
wow.
like a, you know, like a tiger or whatever.
Yeah, because
yeah.
like, we're going to...
He even says, oh, you
I loved it when you was...
You're, like, different now, you know, and yeah. I'm like, yeah, I guess.
So what happened, yeah, because, like, the torturing is just continuing, and then you have a shower scene, which is like, okay.
The kid flies out a window yeah. in one scene. They just fly him out the window, Bobo.
It was like, what? You know, and it goes in and it cuts.
This is really more of a slow robot movie.
Oh, yeah.
It is a kung fu theater.
This smash cuts from a thing that's normal to something where you're not even sure what you're watching. Like you're watching a lady make some noodles, and then you watch a kid fly out the window, and you're like, what the hell am I seeing here? Like, your brain...
And what's this scene where some guy... And then they bring a magic man in there to try to
yep.
see if they can fix
Before
it.
Before this heats up, because this is still in the boring part of the ghost story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're worried. Oh, they call up the Richard
Harrison. That's the only communication. He's on a phone, and what's really great, he's on the Garfield phone.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
He's on the classic 80s Garfield phone many times.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, because wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you know what I mean? So he pretends like he's talking to the girl, so that's the only way they can tie in the two storylines.
Yep. Yeah, sure, of course. You know, he got his free football phone from his Time Life operator, and he's using it.
Yeah,
so
right.
then he's like, oh, I'll send over a guy that can help. And this weird guy is like, and he's very classic old China magic man. He's okay. This character was fine. He's like doing this weird stuff, and he puts up a thing, and now the ghost can't go in. Or can she? Well, she can at this point. Well, let's take a break, and then we'll come back and finish this movie out.
Oh,
and
boy. Yeah. Let's see if we can.
Yeah. We're going to try our best.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a cap, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
Now, the ultimate evil, Devil Woman, summoned from the cores of hell to curse the living. No one is safe from her slithery serpents of doom. Devil Woman takes you into a realm seldom open to human eyes. The cave of the mystic cult rituals of the Brotherhood of Satan will strip your nerves screamingly raw. To keep your mind from snapping, you have to keep telling yourself it's only a movie. You may not believe in the supernatural, but you cannot deny terror. Scream, no one will hear you. Run, and the silent footsteps will follow. The dead are restless, and they live again. Devil Woman. The Devil Woman has a voluptuous body and soft silken skin that drives men wild. The kiss of death. The meanest mothers that ever walked the face of the earth take on the sinister sister of Satan. And the kung fu battles, the unspeakable evil in a fight to the death. Devil Woman, listen for the laughter that has no sound. Watch for the face that's formed by shadows. Devil Woman, She's there, waiting, watching. Beware the eyes that paralyze. The Devil Woman invites you to share a living nightmare of the bizarre. This is a film that will stretch your eyes. Devil Woman, don't cross her path unless you're tired of living in cursed color.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
Oh, Army of Darkness, you're
you
the greatest.
You see it in the theaters?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so, okay. Now
where
were
we?
Now we're picking up, because the ghost attack, the ghost ninjas, as they start calling them, are she's attacking a little bit more, and at one point she comes into the house while the couple's having sex, and she gets kind of rammy. And then that's where this kind of takes...
You like Rammstein,
this,
the band?
This Rammstein? Flips back to being not so bad anymore, because she starts taking over the body and then having sex with this guy.
Oh, yeah, right. And he's happy now.
And this is also where you see, because she tries it once, and he's wearing a medallion. And that repels her. And then you're like, oh, okay, that's a little tidbit of knowledge I needed a bit earlier as to why he wasn't seeing anybody. But who cares, movie? Thanks, Godfrey. And then...
oh.
So then he takes it off in the shower, and she calls him out. This poor guy, I felt sorry for this guy because he lives a tortured life. This woman is constantly nagging and harping, and she's a harpy. Like, she just constantly needs his attention, needs his help, flipping out about something. I'd be like, this guy should leave. But yeah. Anyway, so...
He doesn't want to lose half his money, or half her money.
So now he forgot his amulet, and it's on like Donkey Kong, as they say.
And the S hits the F.
And this girl, this ghost ninja, takes this guy and has her way with him. And you see it. Then she takes him out into the beach and has, like, the wife wakes up in the morning and finds him against the rocks on the beach. And he has, like, vampire eyes now because now he's been possessed.
Yeah.
And at one point he says, I like, he's so much better with her.
No, she's great. You're like a sack of potatoes.
And at that point, I'm like, ooh, your life is now over officially. Even after this is all done and behind you, you're never living
down. Every day you're gonna remember them
forever. Forever.
You didn't like them food. That's because I'm blah blah blah.
I guess I'm not your ghost ninja. So anyway, we also forgot to say that to introduce all of these weird shenanigans, they show a clip of a spiritual ninja.
The guy, the spiritual
like
guy.
Like, moving a sword around, and then they show the sword glisten, and then some shenanigans happen. And you're like, oh, God, come on. And so now we're kind of ramping up, and they try to go to our hero's house, but don't make it because the car doesn't start, and then they're trapped in there, and then the ghost is really going nuts, the ghost ninja. And then the medicine man is getting drunk with the captain of the police captain.
Right.
And he's like, oh, something's wrong. I gotta go get this guy. Oh, we gotta go save him, because now it's kind of shaking apart. They're really trying to trash this place, you know. And it's... So the house is falling apart, and they're trying to...
Is it on fire?
No. This house is on fire! So now they're trying to save... They're all trying to save this family, and the ghost is kind of going nuts. Because the kid, Bobo, the idiot kid, kicked the ball, and it knocked the sign that was saving them off. And now we switch back to the end fight, because the good guy ninja has killed all the underlings, and now he's fighting the head guy.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like, what are we doing here? And this guy's like, I want ultimate power. And he's like, what are you talking about? Our clans are the same, and we're friends. And then you see this golden doll, this golden...
He stands up on the mountain with it or something.
Oh, yeah, that's
right?
The very end shot.
Oh,
but before that, you kind of see him adjusting his chi with it or something. I'm like, okay, whatever. Now it's the end fight between the red ninja...
It took a little longer.
...and the black ninja. Yeah, this actually took a couple seconds.
Yeah.
So they're fighting and just kind of...
Doing flips, cartwheels, you know.
Yeah. And he actually throws... There is some ninja star throwing.
Sure.
And that, I will say, we didn't... as a culture, we didn't know a whole heck of a lot about that stuff before this movement. Like, before the ninja movies and before the influences of the 80s, like, I don't think America really knew very much about that stuff. With
wasn't there ninjas in some... I keep thinking there was ninjas in Bond movies back in the 60s or 70s,
No. I mean, they had some assassins, but they weren't, like, the official ninja. And the reality of it is, we've made it... Movies have made ninjas look like that. That's not the reality of it. Ninjas were hid in whatever clothing they needed. If they needed to kill a peasant, they looked like a peasant. If they needed to kill a dignitary...
They were like stealth spies.
They were spies. But they were just good at killing people. And yay on them.
There's a movie in 81, which we'll do eventually, called Enter the Ninja with Franco Nero. That's
nice.
The one that started off all
but the
craze.
So it was a very interesting subject matter, and you can see why it kind of... It became almost like gunslingers from the Old West... ninjas, knights from the medieval times. These weren't really that chivalrous of people. They just became that.
They were spies. They were killers and spies.
So, but anyway, now it's the end fight. And
but
it
ninjas
goes,
is Japanese.
Yeah, ninjas are Japanese, completely.
Yeah. A Hong Kong movie.
Yeah.
Okay,
and they just, and you know, and so he kills him at the end.
Of course he does.
Yeah,
he's
of course
the golden
he does.
Super ninja.
Yeah, he's a golden super
he's
ninja.
Richard Harris.
Yeah. And I forget if they even go back to the family.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, they do kind of a wrap up.
Yeah,
oh, thank God we're all good.
I'm pretty sure they do.
And
yeah.
They wipe the black eyeliner off the guy, so
yeah,
now he's back
to
normal.
Yeah, the girl. And he still doesn't want to have sex with the wife, but, you know.
Good luck on that, bro, for the rest of your life.
Yeah, take some Viagra or
And then the ninja is up on top of this mountain, and he's holding the golden ninja statue above his head. Yeah. And the sun's coming up behind him, so he's like...
Yeah.
And you're like, the end. And,
you're like, great,
thank
you. Thank
God you ended. Oh,
yes.
Man. What a disappointment, you know, because...
As soon as I saw Richard Harrison, Joe Godfrey, I knew what was getting into.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I thought, okay, here's what they do. I talked to my friend before I came in here.
Uh-huh.
He was like, didn't you know what these movies were? I go, I thought these movies took Richard Harrison and spliced him into another martial arts movie. I didn't think you were going to splice him into a ghost story, but this is what this is.
Yeah, and it's...
The ghost story is the real story, basically. The other thing is just like this, like sideshow you got on the side, just so they can
stick
a name.
They wanted to say ninja.
Just like it's just just like a ninja and put a guy who could sell a movie maybe in the U.S.
And I get it, and I have been very critical of this movie because it did it badly. Like,
yeah, of course
like some of these are actually funny, even if they're not good. You laugh
some
at
of them. Are, yeah.
But this one was just a slog.
They just threw it on the wall to see what sticks, and it, okay, that's good enough.
Yeah, whatever. And this was the whatever of ninja movies. They just whatever. That's fine. Who cares? Just
most of them, I believe most things by Godfrey Ho and Joseph Lai are pretty much
the same. Yeah.
There may be a couple of ones that are a little bit that you can't tell it's two different movies, but the most of them I think you can tell.
Because there are some really funny movies. There's some fun ninja movies out there. There's some very obviously lots of very entertaining. With the martial art fights and the choreographed fights and stuff like that.
There was no martial arts in this.
There wasn't. Like,
none.
It was so little. And then at the end, Shokusugi's like, okay, well, see ya. I don't even remember if he was there. I think he just is like, oh, brought to you by Shokusugi. And you're like, what?
That's like when they used to have these videos. I think we did one. It was Sybil Danny's Adventure Theater. She'd show up at the beginning and go, oh, this is a great movie. Watch it. And at the end, you like it? Good. Here's my boobs. You know,
yeah, like, hey, look at my legs. Aren't they long? Sure are. Bye.
Yeah, that's it. Sybil
and
Danny
then you heard a cha-ching sound from her cash register that she took check.
Those were in the big clamshell boxes, too. So you got like, you know.
You literally heard her check cash as she was walking. That's a show, Kusugi. You could hear the
Shogi said, hey, you know what? I want in on that Sybil Danning adventure theater thing. I want Shokusugi's adventure kung fu theater.
I want in on that. Hey, I want in on some of that hot action.
I want some hot video
action.
Time
for Shokusugi to show you what he's got.
Yeah. Now it's time for me. You know, the hell with Bruce Lee and Jackie Chan. Now it's me. I make my money now with Ninja Theater.
So,
yeah, sure, show.
I mean, what would you...
Show me the money,
What
show.
Would you give this?
Oh, you know what? I give it a 5. Take it or leave it. If you're into this, if you're into dopey B-movies, Z-movies, whatever, go ahead and give it a shot.
I was going to give it a 3.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because it was offensively boring. You know, and that's... At one point, I fell asleep, and I had to rewind it, yeah, and I was like, oh,
I kind of dozed off,
man.
And I didn't rewind it. I was just waiting for it to end.
You missed the girl screaming
but
around.
But I wasn't drinking beer or hanging out with friends, so I just watched it on my own. So yeah. I was like, you know, if you're in a social event, maybe you might get some
I was stone cold sober, too.
Yeah, it's not good for these movies.
It's not good usually. So, all right. Well, that's it for this week. My name is Matt, with me as always.
Dr. Morbius.
And we will see you next week. With probably a little bit better choice
high-flying
kung fu awesomeness.
This is our reverse, you know, what did you just thought we tried to find worse movies than the other one? Versus. I'm going to try to versus you next week and see if I can find a worse one. See which one wins.
Hey, but then the week after that, I'm coming back with one of the greatest movies ever. That's going to be Big Trouble in Little China. That's what I'm bringing
up. Okay, that's in 2 weeks.
I already gave it to you, so in 2 weeks, bear with us, because in 2 weeks, awesomeness... with, what's his name?
Kurt Russell,
which is, he's hilarious.
Next week it'll be like Ninja Leave It to Beaver or something like that.
My pain.
It's not going to be good.
The pain runs deep in my soul.
You and Dr., what was his name from Lost in Space?
The pain.
Boy, the pain.
Except I'm not a pedophile. So, okay. All right, we'll see you next week, everyone.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.